Module 5, Unit 9, Exercise 4, page 104. Listen and do the exercises in the book.
When will I start using articulators, Mr. Wren?
First, you should watch me using one, Tom. Let me show you. This is Class 3 articulator. Did you know there are different types?
I know some are more adjustable than others.
Yes, that's the main difference. There are 4 classes, but I don't have a class 1 articulator because it's not very useful.
Why not?
It reproduces only vertical movements. It's better to use class 2 articulators, which simulate vertical and lateral movements.
And what's the difference with class 3?
Class 2 is used to reproduce average values, while class 3 can be adjusted to individual characteristics.
What are average values?
Don't you know what average means?
I know it's a mathematical thing, but I don't understand what it means in this case. Who measures all the values and then comes up with an average? Do you have to do it?
Of course not. It's the producer who does it.
What if your patients have different characteristics?
That's why we use class 3 articulators. They're more adjustable.
Didn't you say there were 4 types?
Yes, but I haven't got a class 4 articulator here. It's extremely precise and can be difficult to use because any mistake you do is amplified. So I tend not to use it.
And what happens if you make a mistake?
The prosthesis is not precise, and the patient is not happy.